From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Christopher Cruz reporting. The date and place for a summit between Russian President Vladimir Putin and President Trump have been set. Reuters correspondent Julian Satterthwaite reports.
U.S. President Donald Trump and Russian President Vladimir Putin will meet in Helsinki on July 16th. It's the latest attempt to defrost relations between Washington and Moscow. This will be their first joint summit since Trump was elected. Reuters' Christian Lowe is in the Russian capital.
There are things that they could reach agreement on, but there's also some fundamental problems, among them the fact that Russia annexed Crimea, Russian assistance for separatist rebels in eastern Ukraine, the persistent allegations in Washington that Russia meddled in the US election.
The summit is likely to irritate many allies of the US. They want to isolate Putin and are concerned about what they see as Trump's overly friendly attitude towards the Russian leader.
Reuters correspondent Julian Satterthwaite, US Defense Secretary Jim Mattis, reassured South Korea Thursday of Washington's strong ties.
U.S. commitment to the Republic of Korea remains ironclad, and the U.S. will continue to use the full range of diplomatic and military capabilities to uphold this commitment.
President Trump had announced a suspension of military exercises with South Korea, raising concerns about the continuing security assistance that the United States might provide. European Union leaders vowed Thursday to move forward with plans to screen migrants in northern Africa for asylum eligibility to dissuade many of them from setting out for the continent. Hundreds of Syrian refugees in the border town of Arsal in Lebanon have now begun to voluntarily return to Syria. This is VOA News. U.S. Air Force Captain Jessica Tate says an American military team has now joined the rescue effort for 12 boys and their soccer coach. They've been missing for 5 days inside a cave in Thailand, flooded by near-constant rains.
We've been working on just kind of syncing up with our Thai counterparts because, really, they're the true people that have been working on the ground here, and we just want to ensure that we're providing the best assistance to them during this process.
Thai officials said water levels have been rising overnight at a rate of about 15 centimeters per hour, complicating efforts to squeeze through tight passages, some of which require divers to contort their bodies around L-shaped bends. At least 15 people have died in a fire that engulfed parts of a busy open-air market Thursday in Nairobi. Correspondent Mohammed Yusuf reports officials have not yet established the cause of the fire.
After more than 7 hours, emergency services and rescue teams had not been able to enter the buildings. Officials say the blaze began in a timber yard before spreading to other parts of the market, including nearby apartments. This is the second time the market has caught fire in less than a year. Mohammed Yusuf for VOA News, Nairobi.
U.S. senators continue their sparring over whether to vote before the midterm elections on whomever President Trump nominates for the Supreme Court. The Associated Press's Sagar Magani reports.
Democratic leader Chuck Schumer thinks back 2 years to when GOP chief Mitch McConnell refused to allow a vote on Obama nominee Merrick Garland.
By claiming the American people should have a voice in deciding the next Supreme Court justice.
McConnell argues this isn't 2016.
There aren't the final months of a second-term constitutionally lame-duck presidency with a presidential election fast approaching.
McConnell's insisting there will be a vote this fall. Sagar Magani, Washington.
An Afghan official says insurgent attacks in two provinces have killed 29 people, including a bomb that targeted a meeting between the Taliban and village elders, urging them to enter peace talks. No one has immediately claimed responsibility for the attack. The Egyptian Interior Ministry says police have killed 4 suspected militants and captured 2 others, accused of being involved in an attack on a local security chief 2 days before a presidential election in March. And the leaders of Ethiopia and Eritrea have agreed to meet for the first time in nearly 20 years. A time and location have not been announced. The countries severed relations when a border war broke out in 1998, 5 years after Eritrea gained independence from Ethiopia. You can find more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world around the clock at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. I'm Christopher Cruz, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.